In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In the readings from earlier today, from Proverbs, one of the sayings was that it is better to have a dinner of vegetables towards friendship than one of calves towards enmity. And in this time of fasting, especially going towards the midpoint between the beginning of fasting and Pascha, we may think to ourselves, well, yes, but it's easier for me to make friends when I can eat whatever I want. But the meaning of this is that it would be more of a celebration to have a subdued and modest meal than it would to have a festive meal but have enmity. And I think that St. John Chrysostom understands the challenge of abstinence, because he said, you abstain from birds and fishes, but you bite your brother. So fasting sometimes does pose a challenge, and it almost feels like it's harder to be a good person while fasting than at other times. But I think we should probably say, thank you, God, for revealing to me what my problem is all year round through this fasting season, and for helping me to see this revelation of my character and how it can be purified. Because it's really during the trials of our life where the Lord gives us an opportunity to examine our souls and see how we respond to those times and try to get better. And while it may bring some embarrassment because we feel we could have done better, or we could have responded better, or now that we see, we wish we could have done better, all of those are ways where we are actually growing closer to God. That when fasting reveals to us where we've gone wrong, it is less comfortable, but we actually become closer friends, to use the word that we started out with from the book of Proverbs, that plate of vegetables is towards friendship with God, if we don't make it about ourselves. And some people do come and say, my doctor said that this is the regimen that I have to follow in my diet. Well, then that is your fasting, and don't deviate from that, because I know sometimes we don't follow the doctor's directions very carefully either. But those are important things to understand, that fasting has become, and in the teachings of the church, it's always been said according to our ability. And this way we'll take judgment out of the picture as well. The beautiful prayer from Saint Ephrem that we say with the prostrations. I remember a sermon of one of my schoolmates in seminary had shared the thought that there was the thought during the Saint Ephrem prayer. He said, I was looking around and I was evaluating how correct everyone was doing the prostrations. He said, in the very prayer that we ask God to help us to see our own faults and not to judge our brother, that I'm getting this demonic attack to look at how everyone else is doing it. And of course, that's how we get fooled. In the very attempt to get close to God, this is where we find times of temptation. But also, we remember that our bridegroom, the bridegroom that sanctifies the church, said that when, about the disciples, because they had received criticism for not fasting, but they were with the bridegroom, he says, while the bridegroom is with them, they will not fast. But when he's away from them, they will fast. And this is the same bridegroom that was humble enough to fast. So the one who comes again in glory, the one who with whom we will in more indelibly partake of life when he comes again, in the one that we didn't have to fast when he was right with us, he fasted. He himself fasted for 40 days in the desert. And that same Holy Spirit that led him there, it will lead us to Christ also, and he will help us in the times of fasting, that these plates of food, unless they are leading towards friendship with God and helping us to see how much we need him and how much fault we still have and how much growth we need, then when we get to that point, that's when we find the hope that God does work with the sinners, that he does bring us all to repentance when we want him in our life, and that he will continuously work with us, to those of us who desire to have him in our life. Please rise.